doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Thursday. It's 4/18/24. Hello, fellas. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Where are you at?
Well, what's up?
Where are you at?
What's up? Don't worry about it, Steve.
Steve, don't worry about it, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought I saw you somewhere.
What is it that you always say to me? Oh, I'll tell you when you're older.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
That's fair.
My favorite line producer Steve uses. No, guys, I'm at the Centennial Hotel this morning because we're hanging out, getting ready for the Second Chance Prom. Well, we're actually hanging out with our friends from KXLY TV.
Yeah.
Allison Martinez is here. And, it was quite the morning. We started at 4 a.m. this morning, loading some equipment up.
It's the earliest Kevin's ever gotten up to not go to work.
Well, it's work.
Well, let me think, Jay. Maybe one time in Vegas I got up at 4 just to get a start on the day.
That had nothing to do with work, though. There's no way that had work.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So it was fun. We came and set up
some
DJ equipment. Hopefully it looks cool on TV. We got lights going and gave them a little something to, you know, at least look at.
Yeah,
Because otherwise we're just in an empty ballroom.
Right, right. It's a bummer you have to tear down to set back up again on Saturday, but whatever.
Yeah, that is true. Well, and this is just kind of a little baby setup. We just did a little fake TV setup.
You're a baby setup. That's why he'll tell you when you're older.
I was like, I am not even considering setting up all the equipment.
Well, that'd be dumb. Yeah, that's just silly.
Oh, yeah. I'd be so tired I'd never make it to Saturday.
Right. I'm just watching Allison on TV right now. You just yell in the background. Yeah. Oh, you could have yelled in the background.
Her tease for it, yeah. I guess I'm going to be on again here in a few minutes.
Wow, and I'm excited for you.
You know, I am really made for radio. The more I do, first of all, the first couple breaks we did in the 5 o'clock hour, I realized I was sweating profusely.
I thought I saw you sweating. I saw maybe a minute because I've been running around. I saw where you said you were a prom expert, and then that got awkward when they threw it back to the desk. And then,
What did they say back at the desk?
Don't worry about it. I'll tell you when you're older.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, and then,
I wish Peterson had the day off.
I know. It's so funny. Speaking of that, if you see Mike Mark Peterson, you're supposed to, for Susan, who texted in earlier, she went to turn on her TV today. She lives in North Idaho. She said, I went in to turn on my TV. Channel 4 wouldn't come in. I had to go out, sweep the snow off the satellite dish.
What?
Yeah. And she said, right as I walked back in the house, there was Kevin on the TV. So she was like, tell Kev hi. Tell Mike Mark Peterson that maybe no more snow.
What in the world? Where does she live in Idaho that there was snow on her satellite dish this morning?
I don't know exactly where she lives. Maybe I can give you the coordinates. I'll ask her.
Yeah, I need her address, and we need to broadcast it.
Yeah, or the longitude, latitude, or whatever it is that you do.
Yeah.
It is east of here.
Thanks, Steve. Steve knows where Idaho is. He's very excited about that.
It's east.
He's getting it down, man. Getting there.
I'm learning.
You're not wrong, yeah. All right, Kev, we'll check back with you here in a few minutes, and I'll be watching for your lovely sweaty face in a moment as well.
You know, I've stopped sweating now.
Oh, good. Oh, well, that's good.
For now, but I'm sure as soon as I get over there and they turn the lights on again, here it goes.
Yeah, I want you to ask Allison on the air, do you have some sort of kerchief or napkin I could dab my head with?
I sure will.
She's
a good sport.
Yeah.
Allison, she's fun to hang out with.
Yeah, she seems like she's super nice. Steve, that never mind. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Don't worry about it. Steve, check out this setup I got. Let me see if I can get to him. Let me see if I can get Kevin on the air. He's on TV right now.
Kevin, you've been to prom seven times. I just realized I've been to prom three. I'm getting up there.
Oh, dang.
Not quite seven,
That's impressive.
We'll take it. We'll take it. Now, no prom is complete without the DJ stand and without the right music.
Finally, you're having someplace I'm comfortable up here instead of just being on TV. And you said, what do you think would be the first song you'll play at the prom? And that's always
great question, Allison. Great question.
And I look around the room and you try to figure out. But this one's a pretty safe one. Now, listen, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to make you
do it.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, man. Well, you know what?
Oh, man.
I'm going to go for it. I have no choice but to be confident.
Allison. Allison.
No choice.
That button. Hold on. I'm going to give you your intro.
Okay. Ooh.
We're at the Second Chance Prom, everybody. Let's dance. Let's have a good time. Give it up for DJ Allie Mart.
Allie
Mart. Boom. Right there. Oh, she's on it, folks. There it is.
I think I crushed it, right? It felt good.
Yeah, you stick to TV.
Crushed it.
You stick to TV.
Well, if you want to hear music like this, you can come out to Second Chance Prom. This is happening this Saturday.
It's DJ Allie Mart.
If they want to come out and attend.
Yeah, lots of fun for you. SpokaneProm.com is what you need to do. Tons of dance music. Two photo booths for you. We're going to have two no-host bars, late-night appetizers. Prom king and queen will be crowned.
Right.
If you show up,
producer Steve will be there just in case you're curious and you're looking to.
Maybe
we can change that.
Well, definitely, it's going to be a night.
There you go. So there's Kevin on TV. I need to. Do you like my setup in here, Steve?
I don't know how you did that, but that was impressive.
Can you see the I have. I text the engineer earlier. And again, I don't like to text him in the morning because it seems unfair for something dumb like, hey, Kevin's doing a, what's Mark Peterson saying? Oh, gosh, dang it.
Baby blue, no, yeah. Yeah, I think there's pictures. I think they exist.
I've seen some. They're great.
And will Boone's Farm be on special?
Oh, boy. That's the question.
Oh, boy.
Well, that goes back to the 70s, people. 31 into the valley, 27 into Deer Park.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, he's just talking about weather now.
Yeah, no one cares. So I text our engineer, and I'm going to text Kevin and tell him to call. Tell him that Mike Mark Peterson was making fun of him.
Good.
And I said, hey, can you get the TV through the control board?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah. Because he's like magic. He can actually do it from home.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, God, he did it. He just did it. He just texted me and said it's on.
Mild, I mean, 56 degrees, 57 is a normal.
Look at that. Look at that guy. That's how fast Casey is.
That is amazing.
So I text him, and I don't like to text him early, so I text him. I go, hey, it was like 10 after 6. So it took him 8 minutes to wire, quote-unquote wire, route the TV through the control board. In the meantime, I knew that Kevin was going to be on earlier. I have a chair, and I have a stool stacked on top of a chair, and a microphone stretched to the cord as far as it can possibly be stretched in front of the TV speaker. So that I could turn it on in front of the microphone.
I do need to take a picture of that eventually.
Not quite as, you know, scientific or technologically advanced as maybe our engineer Casey, who's the man.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to each his own, I guess. Whatever. Yeah.
Is that, okay, I see what you did. Yeah.
It's very redneck.
It's great. You did a good job.
All right, thanks, man. Whatever it takes.
It took less than 8 minutes.
It was fast. And it was very rigged up halfway. I'm very nervous that the stool is going to fall over. And so when you do come in to take a picture, make sure you open the door carefully and don't slam the door or the entire thing's going to fall to the ground.
Okay. I'm confused. Is it a stool on top of a stool?
There's that brown leather chair.
Oh, that's what you did. Okay.
And I put the stool on top of that and then stretched the mic as far as I could stretch the cord. I was actually pulling on the cord. It's underneath the cabinet where I was like, well, I don't know what this is attached to other than, you know, like a processor. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm not pulling something out. And I just pulled on the cord as hard as I could to straighten. And there you go.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's
science, baby.
Yeah.
It's probably over your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably really technologically advanced for you. So
seems real safe too.
For sure. Oh, by the way, so let's get Steve his first thought today.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name.
My first name is
Producer.
Yeah. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
That really is hilarious. It looks great.
Yeah, it looks like something. We'll do anything to get our team members on the air, folks. Oh,
you did a really good job.
Uh-huh,
with that.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can still use the remote. It's a whole thing.
Sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
very
it's
nice.
Very, you know, it's above your pay grade. Clearly.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah.
It's above something.
Yeah.
So, Jay, I was practicing last night.
You're practicing?
Oh, yeah.
What were you practicing?
Oh, big moment later today. Thrown out the first pitch.
Oh, that's right. Were you in your apartment, like, you know, making the motion, doing the wind up?
Yeah. I took a sock at one point. And was like,
and threw it?
Yeah. I'm like, this is close enough to a ball.
Oh, my gosh. Did you, like, ball up multiple socks so it had a little weight to it?
Two.
So, okay.
A pair.
You only have two pairs, and you were wearing one, clearly.
There you go. And I was like, well, let's see if my aim could actually, and you know,
ooh, wow.
My apartment's not that big, so it's not really.
Right.
Whatever.
And you're just throwing it against the wall?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I wish I would have had video of that.
And I was just like, I just want to see, because I haven't thrown a baseball or really anything in, I don't know how long.
Yeah, a very long time. Yeah. I would imagine.
So I'm definitely going to need some warm ups. Let's just say that.
Well, I mean, you know, you can go to the side there and you can kind of like, go through the motion, do the arm circles, whatever it is you need to do to get yourself ready to go.
Yeah.
You don't want to go out there cold and throw it 6 feet short, bounce it into the catcher's, you know, mask. I don't even think he's probably wearing a mask during the first pitch. I hope not.
Probably not. I'm just worried. I guess I'm more worried about throwing it too, not far enough or too far. Not necessarily.
What's worse?
I think not far enough. Not far enough, yeah. It's got to be because it's like, oh, can't make it to the plate. What are you doing?
Yeah, I think airmailing it is better than bouncing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should like aim for his head and pray that it gets there.
I'll try. I'm a little, I don't know, should I be
It's tonight, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Should I be concerned about going too far right, too far left, or?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's catch. You're supposed to throw it so the man can catch it.
Well, I mean, yes.
What is the man's name?
Who's going to be?
What position?
Oh, catcher.
Yeah. Mm.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yes, they're connected. Mosquitoes, dirty dishes, spam. Now, is that the meat or is that the stuff that comes on your computer?
Kevin James.
Either or.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Secret Sound coming up at 7:20 this morning. That's the first time to play it. I don't know. What's the jackpot approximately, Steve? Do you know off the top of your head? 400 something?
Ooh, yeah, I want to say 406, but that's probably wrong.
Yeah, it probably is.
Let me see if I can find it real quick. What's today's date, Jay?
Today's the 18th.
Okay. 448. So
448.
I was a little
off. Wow. Nice effort. All right.
Better than 406.
Yes, Kevin, thank you for that.
It's higher, just
it
like...
It is higher.
Yeah, you know, Idaho is east of here.
They're just facts, people. Just the facts.
I did not hear what he said, but that's probably okay.
Oh, he said it's...
Probably for the best.
Idaho's east of here, he said.
Oh, yeah, he's figured that out.
Yeah, he's got that down. He's very proud of the fact that he does have some sort of direction down. Very happy.
He's getting well adjusted to the area.
A little audio vault here. By the way, Kevin is at the hotel, at the Centennial Hotel, because he's doing a little TV cut-in here. He's got only one more cut-in. Don't mess it up, by the way.
Do you want to talk to Allison for a moment?
Sure, I can, yeah.
Say hi to her?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, she's sitting here by me, and she actually has nothing to do for a second. So, I mean, she's been busy all morning, but...
Sure, yeah.
Say hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. How's Kevin treating you?
All the life of the party in here, livening up our show.
Oh, wow.
Although this one's at least...
Did you get to see her be a DJ?
I did. I saw her push the button.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I really liked the... I'm not sure I loved the DJ name you gave her, but, you know, it was...
You know, Jay, I could have probably thought of one beforehand, but of course I didn't. I did it on the spot.
No kidding.
Oh, what was the inspiration for the name?
Stop it.
Her name, Allison Martinez.
He's a genius. Guys, he's a genius.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Although,
but I think about it now, like AM, Allie, Alison Martinez. I could have been like AM, PM.
Yeah.
AM, PM.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
It's always a party with AM, PM.
It was funny, Kevin, because when you said her quote unquote DJ name, I was like, he just thought of that on the spot. There's no way he gave any forethought to that.
No, I thought of the idea of letting her play it at the last second. I didn't even tell you about that, did I?
No, you didn't. It caught me off guard. I didn't know what you're going to have me do. I looked at the turntable and I got
let you
scared.
Scratch it.
Button was much safer.
Yeah, and then I love how Kevin just reaches over, Allison's standing there, and he just grabs the mic from her, like, here, I'll take this. And I'm sure Allison's like, yeah, we're not supposed to give the mic to anybody, but
especially Kevin.
Yeah.
I needed two hands to push the button.
So I know.
Yeah, that's what I realized. I was like, she's gonna need both hands free to become a DJ.
Yeah. Well,
but you know what's funny? We were gonna do our next break here in front of the photo booth. And she said, oh, we could go back up to the DJ booth. That's kind of cool. And I was like, you want a DJ now, don't you?
You caught me.
Yeah. Hey, at least this one is a... At least this is a fun event. You know, I mean, Allison has to cover all the things, you know, all the from fun to serious to whatever. At least this is a fun one.
Yes, I was looking forward to this one this week, for sure. This is a fun one.
I was saying a little prayer this morning at 4:15 when we had loaded all the stuff in my car and we're heading here. I was like, please don't text me and say, there's breaking news.
I know.
I would have been like, oh, I got up for nothing.
Uh-huh. That is always the risk that you run, but everything's on our side this morning.
Yeah, it's working perfect.
Everyone
thought...
on the freeway is behaving, no big.
Right.
Thankfully.
I thought about that yesterday too, Kev, after you called me. I thought, man, if something pops right before they go on the air, that's going to be a bummer.
Yeah.
Well, it's not too late.
No, keep your fingers crossed it doesn't happen. No, no.
Steve, no. Bad Steve, bad.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Bad Steve.
Where's the spray bottle?
Yeah. You need to be sprayed. Well, good job. You have one more break?
Yeah, one more break on television. It's going to be a good one, too, let me tell you.
Are you going to wear your sport
Allison
coat?
And I have put together a dance number.
I bet.
Yeah, you're not ready.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh.
Allison, pretty good dancer, is she?
Yep, we're going to do flips. We're going to do some break dancing.
Wow.
It's going to be really special.
I can't wait to watch Allison flip Kevin. That's going to be so great.
Yes. Allison, were you on like a dance team in high school or cheerleader? I feel like you had to be something.
I did theater, actually.
Theater?
Yeah.
Theater.
There's a plot. Theater.
So you dance and sing.
Yeah, at the same time. At the same time.
At the same time. I'm just that skilled.
Something.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's AM, PM.
Yeah,
let's go.
All right. All right, well, we'll look for you guys here in about... You have 8 minutes, guys. Time cue, 8 minutes. Don't mess it up. Don't be late.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, I want to make sure I keep you on schedule. Allison,
know,
keeping Kevin on schedule is not that easy. Take it from me.
You know, so far, so good.
I'm at my absolute best behavior, Jay, which means when I get to work, I am going to be a disaster. You guys are in for it.
Well, best behavior because, you know, you don't want to, you know, you realize that it's Allison's job, so she has to, you know, take care of business. And also, there are zero distractions for you standing in that hotel right now.
I mean,
oh no.
You say,
oh no.
And also, Emily from the Centennial is here this morning, and she was nice enough. She's the one that made this happen to get up and be here by 4:30 this morning.
Oh my.
So, oh wow.
I cannot let Emily down, so I'm trying to be as nice as I possibly can.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Good job, Kevin. Yeah, Kevin.
Can't wait to see your face when you get here in a little while. All right. We'll be watching.
Bye.
Bye. See you, Allison. Bye. There you go. And they're gone.
And they're gone. Well, that was fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, I mean, if you're the reporter who has to do the morning bad news as well as the good news, you get to, you know, stand around and push buttons and play fun music and watch lights blink. You're like, yeah, I'll sign up for that one. That one's not bad.
Watch lights blink.
Well, I mean, besides, you know, usually the only lights you're watching blink at 6:30 when you're a news reporter is some sort of tragedy or accident or police report, you know.
Yeah.
Instead, you have Kevin playing the fool.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you go to a lot of fairs, Steve, or will this kind
That's
of be
hilarious.
A first time?
Why is that funny?
Come on. You don't go anywhere. You went to the fairgrounds yesterday when it was closed and you got excited.
Kevin James.
Why can't you be excited when something is closed?
I mean, he's like, I am here at the fairgrounds. This is awesome. There's a gigantic parking lot here and a bunch of closed buildings.
It was a big parking lot.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
With the photo booth. This is not a prop. This is real. She's the queen.
Okay, DJ Cash Money. Tell us. So this is such a fun event to bring. Bring your loved one. Bring your whole group of friends. But leave the kids at home. Is that right?
Yep. It's adults only, this party. I mean, it's kind of...
By the way, Kevin has gold chains and a gold baseball hat turned sideways. And Allison has a sash on.
Ultimate date night. It really is. Buy your tickets, SpokaneProm.com. Yeah, come have a fun
the Second Chance Prom. Phil, by the way, just won tickets to the Second Chance Prom. A portion of the proceeds go to the Second Harvest Food Bank for the Jay and Kevin food drive, and Kevin's on TV this morning.
Photo booth. It'll be set up in the back of the room, and the pavilion's in the background. It gives the coolest pictures. It's just a fun date night, girls' night, whatever.
Oh, they're showing a picture of Kevin and Allison. Yeah, she has her sash and her. Are those heart glasses?
Such a blast.
I think
so. Much to
photo
do.
Booth, baby.
What's your favorite part about all of it?
I honestly
not having to go to work with Jane and
it's just
Steve.
A great time.
What's Thanks your go-to dance move? I have to put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
go-to dance move?
Maybe a little.
Okay.
Bring it back to the 90s.
I see you.
Okay, that's awkward on the radio. That doesn't sound like he's dancing.
Cool. If you want to see these moves in person, you have to come out this Saturday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, that was... That was really something. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
What a guy. So, yeah, congratulations. Kevin, a little TV. He'll be back on the radio here in just about, 20 minutes or so. He's going to just finish cleaning up and then off he will come back here and have to actually work.
Well, I mean, he was working. He was promoting.
No, he was more twerking than he was working. Chris Stapleton, this was last night. Is this correct?
I believe so. Or it might have been the night before.
So he was, wanted to know if he could sing a song without having ever seen the lyrics before. And it was all because I believe John Stamos was on the show as well. And he talked about how he watched John Stamos in Full House when he was growing up. And so they made it seem like he kind of had a crush on John Stamos.
I mean, who doesn't?
Right. I mean, he's dreamy, clearly. So they wrote lyrics. This was on Kimmel, correct?
Yes.
They wrote lyrics for Chris, and he just started playing a guitar riff, and then he started singing the song. Now, again, hadn't seen the lyrics prior to singing. I'll pick it up in the middle here of Chris singing a song about John Stamos and Full House while never having seen the lyrics before.
Wow. And if any man ever lays a hand on my guy, I'll shoot him, I'll kill him, I'll poke out his eye. Dear God, tell me honestly, is it a sin? Wishing I'd been born a third Olsen twin. I trade all the whiskey in old Tennessee. Jesse. And if I shout his name 3 times in a row, maybe he'll appear here in this studio. Everybody, John Stamos. Oh, John Stamos. John Stamos.
Now that's insane. So literally just, play a guitar riff and you just start singing it. And
Wouldn't the third Olsen twin mean
a triplet? I didn't write the lyrics.
Who are the writers on Kimmel? We need a talk.
Triplets, there's plenty of words to rhyme with triplet. I mean, you could have done that. I don't know what you're doing there.
That's true.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing, though. That was funny.
Yeah. Is he calling?
Oh, he might be. Hi, Kevin. Yeah.
And then I think John Stamos appeared, too. After
oh, that. Nice. Yeah.
Hi, guys.
How's it going, man? Nice dance moves.
Well, it's going. It went great. TV, I thought, went fine.
Yes.
But then, guys, I was sitting in a chair, and I said, oh, geez, I have to go on the radio.
Right.
And I went to lean over, and my phone was in my back pocket. And so as I leaned sideways on my chair to get my phone out of my back pocket, I lost my balance, guys.
Fell out of the chair?
Yeah.
Have you fallen and can't get up?
I tried to save it for about 10 seconds, it felt like, of me trying to save it, and then I just fell to the floor.
I thought you were going to say that you crushed your phone and that you were calling on Allison's phone, and it was your way of getting, you know, Allison's phone number.
This just did. I already have Allison's
phone number. Okay.
She's the prom queen. I always get the prom queen's phone number.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was the girl's
girl. I was prom king once, Jay.
I know. One out of seven. That's I don't know what that percentage is, but...
Yeah, so that was pretty fun. I was laying on the ground here a few minutes ago.
That a boy.
Are you? You're back up and you're okay, right?
Yes, I'm moving around. I believe I'm able-bodied still, and I just laid there for a while. They're like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna lay here till I call the guys."
That's hilarious. Is this how you got out of having to clean up and having Jacob do all your cleanup work? Was to pretend like you fell on the ground?
Oh, 100%.
That a boy. That's very smart.
And if we can make this break as long as possible,
sure.
Eliminate the work that I need to do.
Absolutely, because you know you're like, oh, Jacob, sorry, you know, Steve is man. He always wouldn't let me go. Too many questions.
As Jacob just said from a distance, like you were going to help anyway.
That's a good point. Yeah, he knows you. Yeah, it's very smart.
I used to be a good help. I'm not much of a help anymore, Jacob, and I'm sorry.
I don't think you're breaking any news to him.
No, he knows. Believe me, he knows. But he also begs for it. He says, you know, Kev, I'll just be your guy all summer.
Well,
I'll just be your right-hand man.
Well, that was silly, but you know what? You get what you get.
Yeah. We're a good team, though. That's for sure.
Are you? What do you think it's going to be like when Steve throws out the first pitch at the Indians game tonight?
Hilarious.
He was practicing with a ball of socks in his apartment last night.
No, he was not.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't just walk out there and throw a baseball when you haven't thrown one in a decade.
No,
I
agree with that. You do need to at least get the motion, do anything, so that because otherwise you tear your arm out of socket.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I did something. I did anything.
Yeah, and I guess getting the motion down, even if it is a ball of socks.
Which is great. He only has two pairs of socks, and he was wearing one, so he only could make a ball out of one pair.
All right, that's a lie.
What do you think of this idea, Steve? What if tonight at the Indians game, when you're throwing out the first pitch, when they hand you the ball, you just drop it and pull out your thing of socks and throw the socks?
You're like, I don't need the ball.
Radio guy, yeah. You save yourself any embarrassment if you throw a bad pitch.
Right. You can always just blame the sock.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that would be very funny, actually.
Would anybody get it?
No, probably not. Well, what color are the socks?
Well, just, you know, traditional white socks.
Yeah, they'd have to be some sort of weird color to make it more fun.
Ooh, I do have fun socks.
Yeah, like
you, dress socks.
Yeah,
that I could do.
Like with pictures on them or something?
No, like designs, you know? Like
okay, yeah, I got what you're saying.
Dots and stripes. And
well, those are fun.
Yeah.
wow.
Yeah, those are fun.
Wow, wow, Kevin. Have you ever heard of socks with dots on them? Oh, no.
I can't even believe it. That's crazy, Steve. I just started thinking about the show.
Oh, just now.
This time today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sorry. I don't have news ready. Does anybody have news?
Oh, I got you.
God bless you, Steve. How about a listener letter? Did anybody post one of those?
Oh, it's coming up. Oh, do you want me to post it now?
You got that too.
Yeah, he's got it.
I'll post it. I'll post it right now.
That's great. That's great news. I'm not even needed there.
This is not how you get a day off.
That's what I was asking. Do you want me to tear down, or should I have Jacob bring me to the station now and then tear down? What do you think?
I say have him bring you to the station now.
Jacob.
Not the answer he wanted to hear, I don't
think. Although, you know what? I have to ask Emily, because she's the one who runs this room. That's fine. She said it's fine.
Yeah.
Crap, I was hoping it wasn't fine, because then I was just going to hang out here later.
I know what you were going to do.